Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
A revelation, you know, a revelation is like, men do not live by bread alone, but we live by every proceeding word that comes out of the mouth of God. And, you know, religion wants to tell you, and people who left God want to tell you that God does not speak. There's no oil in the lamps, and it's only because they've hardened their hearts and stiffened their necks. Our God speaks. Mm. He speaks volumes. The big thing is, are you ready to hear?
Right.
And I was just abiding this morning and spending time in Matthew chapter 23. And 23 is pretty interesting because these are men struggle with wanting to be religious, even though they're wrong. Mm. And it's like, what are you? Just leave already. It's like, you're still, God's talking to you. You're killing everybody he's sending to you, and you're still calling yourself one of God's folks. It's just an amazing thing, isn't it? It's like, that's actually, when you read it, because he's talking about, you know, you Pharisees, you hypocrites, you whitewashed tombs, you brood of vipers. Stay tuned for my next message. That's what Jesus was saying. God was saying, I mean, when God says, you brood of vipers, I mean, think about it. It's the time to really think about it. It's like, okay, am I a viper? I mean, you need to think about that, right?
Yeah.
Am I part of the paradigm of religious whatever, you know? But that's really, it's really a man's struggle, right, John? Yeah. A man's struggle with, he feels it's the right direction, but yet it's his own direction. It's not even, you might even want to turn the cameras over on John when I'm talking to him, possibly, I don't know. But think about this. They were struggling. They really wanted. Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing?
Absolutely.
Think about that.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I thought was really striking, because I've been staying some time in the book of Matthew and reading and abiding there, and Jesus, in the 28 chapters of Matthew, Jesus talks about the Pharisees 11, 12 times, almost a third of the time. A third of the time he addresses Pharisees.
Right.
This is religious spirit. And I go, okay, God, you know, how many times have you read about the Pharisees? At least I have, and thought, wow, those poor Pharisees. Those people over there.
Damn, I'm glad I'm not like
not ever thinking that, you know, maybe that could apply to me, you know?
Right, right.
And as I have been reading, I have been saying, maybe there does. It is. Right. It does apply.
It's a spirit. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but a spirit. But I thought, I just had a lot of empathy in regards to thinking about these guys. Is like, man, they're really struggling wanting to be religious. But Paul said in the particular Greek city, he says, I see you're very religious, but you're very wrong.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He did it in a very kind way. But he was explaining to them as he pilfered through all their different gods and found one. Oh, they got one with no name on it. Okay, we'll just say, let me explain the one with no name. I mean, he didn't dog out all the other ignorance. He just focused on, they had an opening. There was an opening there to be able to speak into their life. And the Pharisees were very religious. But they killed every single one.
Mm.
They killed every single one that was sent to them from Abel to, I don't know, Hezekiah or whoever it was. And Zedekiah or whoever it was. Zechariah. And it's like, sometimes we struggle. We think like, I told God yes. And, you know, I started preaching the gospel and I sent out my fundraising letter. And, you know, nobody sent me any money. Somebody said, take me off your mailing list. And, people are giving me a hard time. I'm telling them what God was saying, and they're hating on me. And it's like, have they crucified you yet?
Right.
Have they stoned you yet?
Right.
You know, have they, you know, and the thing about it is like, what are we doing wrong? I mean, I don't want to be stoned. I mean, I'm not as strong as Pat and as stable as him. And I'm a little bit taller than John, so
yes,
he can duck. He can duck with the stones.
Hey,
right.
Bob and weave, baby.
Bob and weave.
But I've been hit. I've been shot before. I've been shot before.
We know. In the leg, right?
Well,
that time too.
Yeah.
and it feels when you get shot, it's sort of like a car running into you.
Mm.
It's an amazing, stimulating feeling.
Not bad.
And
stimulating.
Yes. Is the studio door locked? No. Anyway, you know, I've been shot before, and it just feels like you're being stoned by boulders, pretty much, you know. And you look for this big, huge tractor that just ran over you, and there's nobody there, or there's somebody there with a little small, focused control burn inside of a barrel of a gun, you know. And And if you get shot twice, I mean, you just think about this. I mean, this is what happened to people who said the truth. And so many people was like, you know, they're cutting back on my 401k. You know, I have a faction inside this gathering that's coming against me, you know what I'm saying? And they won't give me my own TV show. What do you really want a TV show? And whatever. And it's like, they killed them from the time of Abel to today. They always come against people who don't. What it is, I was abiding this morning and I was asking the Lord, you know, just to speak to me in it. Is men know they need to be with God, but they also know they don't want to leave their life of sin. Mm. And so we're thinking, like, how can I stay with God and stay stupid? How can I stay with God and stay with my secretary? Mm. How can I stay with God and stay in pornography? How can I stay with God and stay the leader of this church, or, you know, with the flowing robes? Mm-hmm. That's what they were known for, flowing robes, mm-hmm. and people to know them on the outside of their cup. It's like, you can't. So you're always going to be frustrated, and you're always going to be used by the adversary to stone the ones that God sent to you. But this is the big thing that stood out, and I'm going to be talking about this today. But this is the big thing that stood out was, Jesus said this. He said, man, hell's going to be hot for you. And then he said, all the blood from the time of Abel, the innocent blood from the time of Abel to today, will be on you. Mm. So it's not just your immediate lifespan and, you know, your short life, because it will be short, just what you did there, but it's like from the time of the beginning of all men, all the guilt blood from the time of Abel will be on you for doing that. Mm. And it's like, man, it's time to deal with the religious spirit. It's like, you know, how in the world, why would God call, you know, I mean, look at the outside of my cup, can't you see how hard I worked, mm-hmm. on my cup? I got a brand new coat of green paint on, I look alive, right? Lively. And it's like, my goodness, the blood since the time of Abel. So I want to encourage you. I really believe in America, because you think about it. If we're bragging about, you know, how significant the church is, we got this whole thing called conservatism. Supposedly the church is conservatives in America. And 97% of us are not even walking with God in the area of our hearts. You know, we're robbing from God. Mm-hmm. Here's your tithe and offering. 81% of us that actually have his Bible don't even pick it up. And the 19% that do, only 3% really take it seriously. So that's a religious spirit. It's a religious spirit where we're not willing to let God's leadership begin to lead. When we push the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit, out of the church and say, no, I got this thing.
Right.
It's like, he's going to give it to you. It's not going to be good.
Right.
And but he said, like, brood of vipers and whitewashed tombs. And I mean, this whole analogy of what it's like. At some point you think, you know, like, maybe we're not right. But instead they call God Satan. Right. Satan's captives, Satan's children, called God. Emmanuel, Jesus, the Son of God, God in the flesh, the face of God, the expression of God, the love of God, they called him Satan. So I just want to encourage you, if you're going through a difficult time in your church right now, don't give up on speaking the truth. Realize if they treated Jesus that way, they're going to treat you that way. Don't quit speaking truth. Speak it in love, but realize that means you're doing the right thing. I mean, if it truly is, you're really loving on them folks and you're telling them, you know, what the truth is, and they're just saying, no, I refuse to leave this life of sin, and we're going to throw you out of this church, you know, and encourage you too, not to be a hired person, you know, be a called person, because it's going to be tough to stay. If they hired you, they can fire you. But if God has called you, no man, even if you're in a cave like Elijah, you can't be, you know, you're just got a call in your life. Mm. Even if you're in the belly of a well, you still have a nameplate for you in Nineveh that's waiting for you to show up in your office. I mean, that's what God's called you to do.
That's right.
He didn't even want to show up, right?
Mm-mm.
No, you can sell the office. I don't need the wing of the ministry. It's totally good. So I just want to encourage you today.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.